adventures in pathfinding. This podcast is a live recording of friends drinking beer, playing Pathfinder, and cracking wise. One of them barely understands the rules, one of them is constantly fighting falling asleep, two of them are brothers, and the other one hates the theme to Baywatch. We take you now to adventures in pathfinding.
Yep, you're off
so there was no
I just wanted to have some alone time.
So have you been, Lance?
How have you been? You enjoying?
I'm doing this good. Notice everything's out of time.
Well, I like grilled cheese, so.
Well, I'm glad we get a chance to work on our PR tonight. After a horrible...
I recommend that we move up. Make up Crow.
So wait, yeah.
Crow and Taylor are going to stay behind.
So what's happening? I'm assuming I'm right. being
bombed. So, the grain, the food storage place for the whole town's on fire, it looks like. Fire that direction.
Is it near our...
The whole place? I thought it was just they were burning our building.
No, not our building.
Woo! Okay, now we need to create water.
Listen,
like
assholes,
never created
we
water.
Need to get out there or they'll never come in here.
Luckily, I just drank a bunch of liquor last night.
I'm afraid of leaving this establishment.
He's like, I don't want to go.
Well, we've got two establishments.
It's obviously a trap.
At least. Yeah, that's true. Makoa and
Crowlock. He does.
Established as in Crowlock. Makoa is pretty dependable.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, we should definitely tend to the
So we can
first.
See that it's on fire? What do? How big of a blaze is it? Like, is it completely engulfed?
It's almost completely engulfed, and about all the town is over there doing a water line. Most of the militia, you see all the council, including Dragon and Megan, over there.
God, do I take this time to get that money? Or do I...
Hey!
Or do I just tell them that I'll be back for them later? Can we go see if they saw, if anyone saw anyone set the fire?
I don't know what we can do. I guess just join the water line. You can create water. You can start creating water like crazy.
Yeah, but it's like literally a
that, but that, they have a water line, so
I'm just saying
we'll start
like,
our own water
like
line.
Like
where
is
you're
that one? Is that one spell? Just one pail of water?
Literally, yeah. Like seriously, it is really small.
All right, let's go. We're running towards the fire. I'm going towards the fire.
This is very powerful. I'm going to go.
I'll go and throw my herbs with my heal bonus on it.
I know
what you're doing. Give it to everybody in town.
Well, are we there yet, or what's the
answer? It's not that far away, no, because, I mean, you can see it from your window.
Get there, I mean, the mayor...
Shivers, put out the fire! Fetch it!
Fetch the fire! Wait. This is... This spell generates wholesome drinkable water, just like clear rainwater. Water can be created in an area as small as will actually contain the liquid, or in an area three times as large, possibly creating a downpour or filling many smaller receptacles. So if you'll allow it, I mean, I'll totally do the downpour thing.
Yeah.
It's a level zero spell, so I can keep doing it.
It's how many gallons per level?
I think those are actually. Yeah. Creates 2 gallons of level slash level of pure water. So yeah, for all.
So 2 gallons times four, so
four
you can do 8 gallons.
If you want to toss in some mystic levels in there,
not with the spell thing because you don't have that.
Okay. So yeah, I guess I will do that. I will continuously try to create
water.
Water
or spells of you?
No, nothing that big. That.
So that's what I'm doing.
And I'll just join the water line, the bucket line, to my king.
Well, I'm going to go talk to the leader of the Night's Watch. Not talking. I will at some point. Hey, by
the
way,
Dark Knights.
The Dark Knight, the leader of the Dark Knights. The big half-orc.
Bashaw.
Yeah. Ask her what she knows.
So,
what's going on, or what happened.
Everybody give me a perception check.
How's that yours?
Me as well.
Everybody that went. Right. Pro and
Cole.
Yeah.
Still at 15.
You got 15. Does Shivers get one?
So I got
15.
Yeah.
I rolled a
20.
Shivers got
7.
Unnatural,
of course.
I'm a badger. He can burrow. I could burrow.
Let me burrow the fire.
Well, wait, hold on. Could I rush into the fire and start to try to grab food and, like, save it?
You can try. Give me a reflex save.
I must say, burning pork smells delicious.
And once you get in, you're probably going to move at half speed.
Okay.
You're going to die.
Ooh,
what are you doing? I'm trying
damn.
To put out a fire. I'm not trying to put out people.
So you run right to the doorway, and you just get fucking crispy.
That was a one.
Yeah, that was a one, everybody. Well, you run, you're like, so you
I'll save you!
Lord.
Especially half of
this. You take 5 points of burning damage, and you're on fire.
Stop, drop, and roll.
I want to create, I want to focus my water on him now.
Some shivers come, put me out.
You need to stop.
He starts clawing you.
Ow!
Did you tell the gum to do that?
No.
Okay.
Well, I say shivers roll.
I yell at him
out.
To stop, drop, and roll.
Oh, that's what I am doing.
Okay.
So you gotta do a
and
reflex thing again.
I'm dumping water on him as well.
Alright.
It's 15.
Alright, with the dump water on there, okay, you're out.
Yeah.
And everybody kind of like, ugh, thanks!
Then I stand up and say, let me try again.
I refocus back on the grain.
Well, everyone will notice before David decided he liked the burn.
This is the second time you lit yourself on fire.
Is it?
Third, actually.
He's like, man, I sure missed
the
alchemy
fire.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone will notice that there are some members of the Wolverines in there in the fire line as well.
That are in the fire line helping?
In the fire line helping.
Okay.
This is part of their bullshit fucking tactics to recruit people.
Well, now that I'm drenched in water... It's
working much better than ours.
I was going to say, speaking of, have you guys heard of the Bed and Badger?
Now that I'm drenched in water, and it'll kind of protect
so
me from the flame a bit, I want to try to run in there again and start saving the food.
Yeah, I'm sure that's how water works. Okay, let's go ahead and try it.
Well, if I'm drenched in water, it'll save it all for a bit.
Just let everybody know, he rolled one again.
It's 20.
Hey, if you roll one again, I'll give you an epic failure trait.
There all should right. be one.
I think I will put water on David again.
8 gallons.
7 points of fire damage and you're on fire.
Stop, drop, and roll.
Water.
Wait.
I we should have a fire line for you.
I'm not next to him, though, right? I'm talking.
Yeah, nobody wants
to
be
you
right
said
now.
You were...
Yeah, I wanted to.
We're all
you're talking to people.
I'm giving David some distance now.
You put me out. I just keep running and catch on fire.
No, I'm cold.
Oh,
what? I gotta dry off.
I don't feel pain.
What's the best way to get rid of water? Fire will help.
I would have tried to stop you for a second and let it burn a little bit longer. That's what I was saying about there. You know,
teach him a lesson.
Not yet.
Fire burn.
Okay, now.
All right, I want to. Well,
after
oh, everybody has all their missing points back too, so they're back at full.
Oh, okay. We could use that maybe. That's
they come back every time you rest.
Oh, I didn't know that. Would have been more.
You know, for being mythic beings, we're not doing a great job.
Well, you didn't hear this part about Hercules and
the boats. I guess you got to start some.
Yeah. Can I send shivers in to try to fetch some food out?
He did start to let
sure can.
Kill
yeah,
him.
Send in your loving pet. just got.
No! Oh my god!
Are you serious?
You just did it again!
Go ahead and mark on your sheet an epic failure.
Oh!
Is that one of the.
I'm making it one.
You might just die right now.
I need to
the
know
fact that we
shivers.
Just
shivers. I have
to.
We just
shiver.
We just foreshadowed that too. I couldn't believe.
Shivers takes 5 points of burning damage and he's on fire.
Shivers, stop, drop, and roll. I know this by now.
How many?
Get him out of here.
He doesn't know that trick.
I'm yelling, get him out of here.
I'm dumping water.
So Shivers comes out like a fireball.
I generate like a slip and slide that he can just fuck into.
Oh my
Oh my god.
Just let everybody know, I did not have this planned at all tonight.
So,
you're
willing to
kill
throw
stuff.
Yourself into there, and then you're also willing to throw your older pet.
I thought he'd do better. He's little.
He's a little crispy now.
You are the one rolling, though.
Why would you think that?
I thought I was due better than a one.
He got that three times.
Is he going to have a permanent burn scar? I think
I think we went with a one. I think David might too with three ones.
That's like a one in 8,000 chance or something crazy.
Next step, put trials. Lesser trial.
What?
That epic failure thing.
Set on fire.
Set it, rolled three ones in a row.
Yeah, your Xbox Live achievement points just popped up.
Yeah.
Not only did you set fire to yourself twice, but you set fire to a beloved pet.
You just need to get two more of those and a major one, and you can go up to the next tier.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Can I try again?
It's going to cost you.
His mythic legacy will be how badly he fails at things.
What? He was the worst! I'm telling you, the worst.
You know who was worse? David. Yo, you're right. He was pretty bad at that. At what?
Everything. Badger.
He really liked fire.
Oh man.
Alright.
So Shivers is no longer on fire.
No, you milked him over with stuff.
God, he's gonna smell like
I'm gonna
pay
attention to you watching the Wolverine.
I'm gonna turn around and look and make sure nobody's setting our building on fire.
That's a good call.
We've got two people in there.
What's the
you never know.
What's
they
the
can
name
get
of them?
True. Sure.
Yeah. Dark Knights.
Alright, after Shivers runs out again, or should we call him Crispers now? the top floor of this is like a two-story thing, sinks down from the fire, and is barely holding together, and people start to waver and putting it out. The Wolverines are the first to book it.
Yep.
Let burn.
Yep.
Walk away.
Some food, man. You're walking away.
Hell yeah.
Well, what?
Lost cause. Bye.
Lost cause. Now.
So I didn't really get to hear anything from them.
Yeah, they're focused on trying to put the fire out. They weren't really listening. They're like, grab a bucket.
Okay. I guess I'll jump into the lights next to her. But I can't. I mean, is it so hastily we can't talk about it or?
It's partially collapsed.
Oh. Well,
it's very
I better run in there and get that.
I need that block of cheese.
What are you going for?
I just wanted to get some information, but they're so focused on doing that.
Here, we'll put this on there so we don't see the fire.
Is Tan there?
Yeah, he's there.
Tan, is my badger over then yet?
Not the time!
I'll right. run in and try to get some food out of there.
Okay!
At least two. One. Oh.
Yes! Hey, that's a lot better. That's a 24.
All you right. might get inside, but it's going to collapse on him now.
You run in there and not get burnt.
Alright, so wait, what?
I are only rolling not to get burnt
this,
for
this,
a couple times.
I just take a handful of food and then run out.
Roll again.
Was it reflex?
Yep.
That's a 13.
8 points of damage, plus you're on fire, plus you're inside the building.
Do I have food in my hand?
You sure do.
Alright, I run out.
Now you're stuck in there burning right now.
I think it's a 1 in 10,000 chance that you could roll
three ones
in a row.
Alright, you guys,
the fire that the fire lines...
So even though I'm on fire, I can't run out?
Nope.
Okay.
You're inside burning.
Now, what does the structure look like?
Almost silo-ish. Kind of square up. And then
well,
the side of the...
well, I don't get it, like, because you're on fire doesn't mean, like, you can't move.
We got all the stuff in your hands that's on fire. Too.
Okay,
you're
so...
Main...
okay,
oh,
it's
so
like
it's a... kind of... you're kind of blocked in by, like, the fire type thing. I guess unless you're throwing caution to the wind.
Yeah, I guess I just see my guy, and then I just, like, jump through the flames.
Oh.
Okay.
I have food, guys.
I'd rather be on the outside than the inside.
6 more points of fire damage, plus an additional 4 more points from what you're already burning.
So I see him coming out?
Yep, you see him coming out.
Alright, dump water on.
Alright, so...
Hey guys, I've only lost 30 points of damage so far. So we're going.
Okay, so I'm looking at the structure,
mm-hmm.
and it's a silo, pretty much. Parts of it are falling inward, is that right?
Yep. And floating-ish looking stuff.
Alright guys, is there any way that we can knock the wall so it burns, falls away from the food? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so you got a structure like this and you get the walls to fall out. So
I just think
burn.
It's too big and I don't know what we do. Does anybody have a
walls crane?
Yeah.
It's still collapsing and burning at this point. Can we not force it to fall not inward into the...
I just don't think we're big enough. I mean, like, how big is this thing? I get what you're saying. I just don't think we're powerful enough.
25 feet by 25 feet.
Yeah, 25, then up 2 stories.
And what's it made out of?
Wood, brick. Well, the wood parts are probably gone by now.
All right. Well, I've got my food. I don't know about the rest of you.
He just sits there and sits on the ground. This is last food you guys are gonna get.
Sorry,
do we have any hooks and ropes?
I've got a grappling hook. I still think we're strong enough, even if we get.
What we could do is have 4 or maybe just 2 sections, and hook into the wall, and have 10 people pull in all different directions.
We'll try it.
Raz, you went back to the inn, right?
I didn't go back in. I'm watching the front.
Eating marshmallow ready.
I want to fall on it.
I mean, if we're going to throw the hooks up, I mean, I'm willing to try, but as of right now, I'm still dumping water.
Alright.
But I'm aware of what he's trying.
Alright, so I'm going to try to get people
so you're
here.
Trying to get everyone like in a corner so it saves some food type stuff.
Yeah. So, yeah, I want to basically pull the building apart so it all falls away. It'll burn around it, but not
so, like, you're going to, like, grapple a wall, pull it towards you, type
yeah.
thing?
With several different groups of people, though.
Yeah.
So that it pulls, basically pulls it
apart. All right, you guys.
Circle of fire around the food.
Set up how you want to do that. Give me diplomacy, somebody.
Watch me.
What's a diplomacy do?
I have a plus 1.
I have a plus 5.
I have a plus 8.
I'll aid you.
Okay. I don't want his aid.
He did good this time.
Every time David talks, smoke comes out of his mouth.
I save food for you.
Every time Shevers moves,
so
smoke comes out.
So 16 plus 2 from David, 18. Tabit wasn't helping, right? Alright, you can convince the people to your plan.
Alright, so let's gather some...
Wait, is that dwarf in there that was stealing beer from us?
Yeah.
The whole town is
open
to
fire.
Go ahead, shotgun.
Alright, so I'm going to convince as many people to do that. Put some hooks in the wall and try to pull it apart.
Okay. So, go ahead and set it up how you're talking about it right here.
So, one of each... Well, Tabby, you take one lead on one of these.
Yeah.
And then the Dark Knight I want on one side. Is
there a spine tug of war with the wall?
Yeah, well, no, yeah, we're just pulling the wall down.
Okay.
Shivers one.
Dragon by himself.
So we're looking at
yeah. Please land on him.
We're looking at, like, a strength check on each side?
Yep. Strength checks all around.
Well, I hope everyone that's helping my side is a lot stronger than me.
I had a 13, and Shivers had a 17.
As he grabbed with his mouth.
Yeah, pause.
I had an 8.
He could do it with his mouth.
I won't mind you guys are missing.
We have to use it on the one that we have, though, right? We have to use
no,
it
you can
do it. I'm just mythic in my mind.
Oh,
not really all that great.
Then I got a
6
on my mythic,
well,
so I'm at a 19.
This is important. Sure, then I roll a 1.
So, let's see. 6 plus 3. 9. Like I said, it's not doing too great. Who do I get else do I got on there? Anyone else that can help me with that?
Damn it, you're not doing mythic stuff.
Shivers!
Well, I mean, it's a strength roll. Mm-hmm. What can I do with mythic to...
Just add that number to your roll.
So...
Add a 1d6 to your roll.
Yeah, but I guess I might as well. So that's a 7. So.
Alright.
Hopefully the people on my line are showing me the line.
Guys, are you able to pull that way? Oh, both of you guys are on that side, so that side easily falls.
Oh, good.
These kind of start sagging that way, but these guys start pulling. But these guys are pulling this way. It gets the desired effect on these, but like this wall is still falling.
So these are starting to fall down.
Yeah. So picture these three falling that way.
Okay.
This one falling inward.
Okay. And this one's falling this way too.
Yeah.
So can we
let's switch up? Yeah, let's get. We've got these done, so let's switch off with these people and ink to, or join group up on these sides. Pull the other side off. All
right.
So this is essentially the wall is collapsing outward onto the ground.
Yes.
So then we're all on
the back wall. Everybody's on the back.
Okay. Jesus. All right.
Yeah, I've never won pretty poor this.
Hey, bro.
Let me see.
Oh, that's my die always rolls 1. David had it.
Shivers got an 11.
So you feel bad that Shivers...
I'm going to blow another mythic point.
I've been quite burnt.
This is important. So, it's 14 plus 4. So 18.
Okay. With everybody doing it... You're able to get the other wall to come this way. It's pretty easy to save the rest of the food in there. You guys didn't save all of it.
Are there any surrounding buildings that we pull the balls on?
Yeah,
I'm just kidding. Don't worry.
The building was kind of... You didn't blow it up on any other ones. And the rest of the people put the littler fires out pretty quickly.
No.
Oh,
how are David
that
and
actually worked
in the CCU?
Look at skin grafts.
Burn
you
skin grafts. So let's gather up the food and store it at our new inn.
When all's said and done, that cut the town's food supply down quite a bit. They have about a week's worth of food now instead of a month.
God damn it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we probably stick with our original plan.
Sounds like food's number one now.
Yeah. I think we should go south. I mean, I've got a ring that allows me to not eat it, so I'm good.
I'm gonna.
I don't even remember.
I'm gonna go into the inn and see what those monkeys are doing in here.
What time is this during the night?
This is just before dawn. So
I heard that's the darkest hour.
Debating whether actually we should have free breakfast there.
I don't think. Oh wait, we need to confront Dragon first of all.
No. I
he's like, shut up.
Shut up.
So he starts walking there, smoke literally coming out of his head to add to the intimidation effect. I'm really steamed.
I have a super high intimidation.
I am going to go talk to them.
Even with that crazy eyes, David's still more intimidating to me.
I asked him.
I want to go talk.
Is that all we're done? He says, no!
He's like,
no.
Yeah, we don't have much.
No, stop bothering me.
What else are you going to do?
Walk away?
I toss the tassel there.
Hey, little guy. Your hand gets little greasy stuff all over it.
Slip my hair back with it.
Your hair gets on fire.
So what are the guys doing in here?
What are we... They're just kind of minding the bar. I mean, there's kind of... They're both picking at the...
How much food do we have
the,
in the bar?
The spear mark in the middle of the bar table.
How much food do we have at the bar?
Well, it looks like we have a week's worth now because we're taking all this.
You have,
what the hell is wrong with you?
Chaotic evil.
No, yes.
He's
all right, so,
a businessman.
But
I mean, they're not really doing anything of note. They're just kind of watching. They kind of Crow was like staring out the window, gawking like a weirdo, and Makoa was kind of doing one glass with his eyes off,
right,
thinking about Cole.
That's fine.
Do we have any guests this night?
All right,
no, no.
Well,
he's
back there.
I wonder why.
We didn't even ask how many rooms.
I'm gonna go.
We might have been using every single room.
That'd be
a hilarious. I actually have no idea how many rooms.
How many rooms do you have? Six.
Shivers getting his own room.
Oh, he'd sleep in the fireplace.
He loves fire. Can be a fire manager now.
So you have a +5 resistance to all fire now.
Alright, do we have a kitchen at our bar?
I would guess.
Does it close over?
Does it go out?
Close whenever you want it to.
I was going to offer that we'd bring the townsfolk back.
Dragon, where's our money?
No.
Intimidate.
No, really? Lance, you waited too long.
Yeah,
that's
right.
A 13.
Alright, I'm going to go find him and Dragon.
Your intimidation doesn't work. However, he goes, oh, here you go. We give you 13 gold.
He gave us our money back. So I'm going to go talk to him for a second.
I feel like we need to tip him upside down and get whatever else he's got.
All right, man on fire. Just a second. I'm going to go talk to...
Yeah, all right, Denzel.
Everybody's nice and soot covered now. More...
Some are more charred
yeah,
than
I walk up to Megan. Where are the forks?
Oh, I thought you rolled a 1 again.
No, that's a 18.
I'm going to talk to Dragon and try to speed things
up. He's in the kitchen and then walks off.
Okay, what drawer?
He's already gone.
Alright, I'm going to try to smooth things over. Like, Dragon, I'm sorry that last night went so bad. I know that Young Nuts over here can be a pain in the butt.
Young
so.
Nuts. That's your new nickname.
I'm 15.
I'm a big boy in Ork.
But I understand if you want to leave, and I'm glad that you gave him the money back. I just want to apologize for that. If you want to come back and kind of talk to me, just kind of smooth things over.
That's
and where yeah, and where are you staying? Like, do you
not
that
we're going
to
sneak in at night and murder you. You know, googly weird eyed at him. Murder.
And where do you live?
If you need a place to stay, you guys can stay in a room right next to mine.
We've got
between
reasonable rates. You guys are in all the rooms.
As long as you don't sleep. Right.
So
you want sleep
you
the
want me to roll anything? Am I doing diplomacy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally jacked the face.
Okay. 13, that should be plenty. My diplomacy's pretty high. So 21.
So what happens when a 15-year-old
he seems to calm down. You can still see he's angry. He said, he'd been here so long, he'd never been treated that way before. He doesn't,
Well, I've only been here a short time, and I've only been treated that way, so...
he says him and his daughter are still probably going to move out of town. Especially after this, he doesn't want his daughter to get... affected by the tigers.
2 less miles of the... Okay.
Okay.
Let's keep going.
He says he's probably going to move southeast-ish.
Okay.
To,
Well, that's fine. I understand that. Do you use a new place to stay, anything like that?
He says, no, we stayed with Chris Shaw last night at the barracks.
So, if your name's Dragon and your daughter's name's Megan, does your wife's name rhyme also?
Alright, and then I'm going to go talk to her.
She was shaking.
Tell her basically the same thing. Give her a hug.
Kiss her on cheek. Give her a hug. Kiss her on her cheek.
Copperfield. Butt cheek.
Whatever.
Classy.
Yeah. She doesn't have groupies.
She'll come to me if she wants me. so I do that, and then I'm going to go round up the guys. ready to go. I'm ready to sleep. This is my watch time.
I
didn't get any sleep.
Well, you should have slept before.
I'm well ready.
I did for a little bit. But
yeah, I'm really warm, too.
I'm ready to get my sleep. How long does it take to train an animal to learn a new trick?
What, to learn how to innkeep?
Well, and then...
Properly.
You leave them there. Run the bar.
And then talk to the head of the Dark Knights and ask her what they've learned, if there's anything that...
Wait, did the tigers do this?
Yeah, do you have any leads on what happened, or what was your experience?
If that's the case, then the tigers are probably responsible for...
Also, Wolverines are trying to make themselves look good by setting the fire and then trying to help.
That'd be weird.
Yeah, it's totally possible.
Yeah.
She says we actually have a problem with this. Eyewitnesses say they seen two possible subjects. They seen two Wolverines walk this way. One which had a very bloody nose.
Oh, they did it.
It's like his head was bashed into a bar or something.
Anger, he set fire.
And other ones say they spotted Megan and Dragon around here as well.
The three Wolverines that are standing around is one of them, the one with the blade nose.
They aren't actually there. I just didn't...
There weren't any Wolverines there? That was just...
They left after the top came in.
Oh, okay.
Megan and Dragon set fire to the inn.
I murdered them.
What would their motivation be? I mean,
well, they set fire to the food storage area.
We paid for
it. No, she said that I would just have seen them near here. That doesn't mean they were.
No, they're guilty. We paid Dragon the amount for the inn.
He gave us some money back.
Yeah.
I don't know about
whatever. I mean, there's nothing we can do about it. It's burnt down. We need to go.
It takes an animal 1 week to learn.
Jesus.
It's not even that long.
But can you do it on and off, or does it have to be straight?
We try and teach
anything.
You can teach an animal a specific trick with 1 week of work, and a successful animal check against the indicated DC.
Can you teach him to intimidate?
An animal with an intelligence of one can learn a maximum of three tricks. One animal of two can learn a maximum of six.
Hey, mine has two.
Alright. Well, we gotta decide what we're gonna do now.
Let's go south. We need to liberate the food. We need to get the food back
over. You gotta go south. You guys got me all on board with the south. And now we're gonna go...
You are the one... You may have been the one that helped stop us doing that.
We'll set fire to the food source now.
Mm-hmm.
We agreed
it's
to go south.
It's not going to take us a week to go down there.
Could. Not go down there, but it could
take
us a week
to go down to a different district that takes like 20 minutes to walk to.
Yeah, besides.
This might take a while, guys. We're going to expect every fucking house on the way.
Besides,
there.
Just in case. Because I don't need
We're getting old school RPGs.
I'm like next level evolution.
I have a wolf ring.
That's cool. Yeah, so you gotta feed your wolf ring.
Let's go south.
You gotta feed
your wolf ring.
I go south. I start heading down to the southern district.
It's the middle of the night. Let's go home.
What's everybody else doing?
Let's go back to the bar.
I'm going towards the...
We just spent the night
we need to let everyone sleep. We need to let everyone get to catch what sleep they can.
And then we'll decide. So this southern district's like 20 minutes away.
Yep. David's already going down there, so you guys can do whatever you want. Tevin said he's sleeping.
I was asleep.
Are you going by yourself?
I'm
going south.
Shepherd's just coming with me.
All right. We may have to get out of here for a little bit.
Everybody else back upstairs.
You guys both look like Looney Tunes characters with singed hair and blackened skin.
Oh, and I drink my Cure Light Wounds on my way there.
That'll take
the second level Cure Light Wounds.
1d8 plus 2. How many hit points do you have left?
I'm at 17 right now.
Okay. 4 points.
You know, I can heal you if you
sit
around and
I'll drink my second.
If you would wait a minute.
Why don't I, live there? If it gets scary, I'll run away.
Daddy.
Did you just get this guy?
Yep, that was part of the bone thing.
Alright, we'll try to catch up with you. Is there like a flare or something you can shoot in the air?
throw your back.
Well, I'll start walking down. If it gets weird, I'll walk back.
I'll run back.
It won't get weird in the place where...
You're going to get jumped by elementals.
Why don't you guys come with me, then?
Because
we need to rest.
Issue.
We're already rested.
No, not
we need to solve the food issue. We need to sleep. You guys are already rested.
It happened in the middle of the third watch.
Mm-hmm.
I just used two. If we slept more, then we get our mythic back. I just used two on that.
Yeah.
All right. I'll sleep.
You already said you're walking down there.
All right. Sleep for a minute.
Once I reach there, I walk right back.
Oh, you shiver.
I'm just going to give it a look.
You look down there, you're like, no.
And then I walk back.
Oh.
Okay. So are you're going to sleep now?
Well, by the time I get back, you guys will probably... Okay. Are you guys still sleeping?
I don't know. Whatever. I'm almost awake.
It's 40 minutes.
All right. Yeah. So this place...
I'm scared.
This southern district's only one.
This ain't where the post office is.
20 minutes south.
Guys, you weren't there.
So it's 20 minutes south, right?
Yeah.
So we could go there for one day.
That year.
I'll give up a day for us to go down there. So we walk for 20 minutes the next day, spend the day down there, and then come back before the end of the night.
What are we looking for, though?
I don't know. But yeah, he's got sold on the south, so let's...
I'm not sure what you guys are doing right now, so talk to me.
I think we should stick with our current plan, which was to go... Figure out what's going on with the food.
I thought our current plan was to go south and figure out what's going on with the elemental
people.
We're
going first, then we're going south. Well, that was
before the food burned away.
All the food burned down.
Sounds so much more interesting than wandering around the farmlands trying to figure out.
But we're not wandering. They said it's a dragon. That's going to be pretty easy.
But the farmlands are huge. It's not like we go to one specific
space. But a dragon's huge, too. If we actually see it, we'll see it from a distance. All right.
Let's go talk to the dumb farmers.
Oh, they go to the farmlands?
Well, isn't that where all the... farms are being destroyed?
Yeah, it's a dragon, quotation marks.
Okay. No, I thought you were talking about
something. How far away is that, Dave?
We still have our horses?
We
have horses?
We have horses.
We did when we were... Yeah, that's how we got to the temple.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right.
We only have two, though.
Yeah, we get to ride double.
I'll walk. I have travel. I have a travel domain.
So you guys aren't resting then, or what do you want?
Oh, we did.
Oh, I'm sleeping. I'm still sleeping.
Guys, he walked down. And
yeah,
got
he started.
I walk for 40 minutes. I come back, and then I'll just sleep until they get up.
Hey guys, I wake up about. Are you going to do 8 hours?
Well, whatever. Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna take some NyQuil.
Oh, a couple hours. All right, so you'll wake up about 2 o'clock ish afternoon.
Yeah.
And you'll get
like real third shifters.
Yeah, and you'll get to. To the outlying farmlands, about 5.
Okay.
Do we see any dragons?
Yes, though. Skies are full of dragons.
Kill them.
Kill them.
Swarms of dragons.
Get them, Shivers.
It's like locusts.
You throw a dragon. You throw Shivers up there.
We throw so
good. Like bait.
So it's at 5, so are the farmers like waking up to the land? Like, do we see anybody?
5 at night? No, they're not.
Oh, 5 at night? Are there any houses with fire? Like, does anybody look like they're awake? Or any light?
Yeah, it looks like there's some people still working on the farm.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to the first person.
Yeah, let's go talk to them.
Nearby or
can you give me that?
Easily access.
Coaster
or
anything.
Oh, I didn't
know what it was.
All right. Part of the black ones.
Yeah, I'm missing one.
Oh, and we tell Makoa and Crow to do a good job at the end.
We'll tip them. If they don't let it burn down.
I also wanted to fight it in the city because I picked urban as my favorite terrain.
We'll get there.
You did?
Yeah.
That's your favorite enemy.
I thought that was on the one online you did that.
I don't think I've reached level 4 yet, so I haven't even picked. Or level 3, so I haven't picked one.
What's your favorite enemy in. What's your favorite enemy?
Reptilian. Well, for fighting dragons.
You should have picked kobolds.
They're reptilian.
Kobolds are reptilian. You can't blast it on those.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm used to the older like MMOs, like EverQuest, where they were like wolves. Like,
that's
wolfish.
What they are in the traditional one. They're like weird hairy dwarves.
Like wolfish jackal-looking things.
Brownies. Yeah, they're like brownies.
The scouts?
Yeah. They're like weird gremlin things.
That's how I feel about little girls.
Alright, so you go out. The first thing you notice when you start getting to the fields is that they look... they look like they just got plowed. It's just the end of winter now, so I mean that nothing's growing yet.
I forgot the snow right now.
Yep. So you do see two houses. It looks like they got lights on in them, and there's people.
Is that like a dragon on top of them?
Yeah.
Like in Skyrim.
It looks like you drew a swastika on those.
Where? Oh, right here. Yeah,
that's what I'm going for.
I like to be subtle about my
teacher. If it's the end of winter, I'll, it's not it's going to produce food in a month now. We're going to have big problems regardless.
Yeah.
Unless it's cattle.
I don't know. Yeah.
It was my idea to come here.
Yes, it was.
He takes lead and he walks out and he like walks like an S-shaped back so then south. This is where farms are. I know it.
It's like a dumb joke. I know what this is.
All right, everyone, sure full storage. Me and Shivers run full speed up to this guy and say, hey, is there really a dragon out here?
Hey, it's Dragon!
Power!
Hey, Dragon, is there really a fire out here?
All right, give me diplomacy. What's everybody else doing?
I'll follow him.
Yeah,
just so I can...
A little more dignified.
Yeah,
like
I don't have a
puppy that's
weird
just came out.
Cat-dog thing following around.
Can Shivers aid me because he's cute?
Try.
If you look at him, look at his mini. He's not cute.
Sure can't.
I got an 11.
He looks like a raccoon with a mohawk. And I'm not trying to I'm just asking him, like, hey, is there really a dragon out here? Like, we're here to help.
I'm not saying I didn't say intimidate.
I know, but diplomacy, like, why would they lie to me?
We're
here to help.
What did you roll?
I rolled an 11.
I don't know if I should aid you or do a separate investigation.
They say,
I'm doing separate.
See if I can do like a farmer. He's like,
I stabbed it with
my
wife. Fork.
My wife over here said she's seen it over by the lake.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
In this game, I learned that farmers are dumb.
You don't even have the farmer mini out.
you know
what?
Yeah, I thought that guy was Neptune.
No, that tune's like 8 feet tall, that's it.
Where's the lake?
It was supposed to be a river.
Well,
like,
I'm gonna go to the other side here. it's daylight out, right?
I feel like I should go in.
Is it daylight out?
It's nightish.
Oh.
I mean, it's like twilight.
Mm.
Not twilight, but it's getting dark.
Shivery vampires, eh?
No.
I will stick with David and also.
Well, here's a good one for Jacob.
I will go with Kenny G here.
Just Jay, yeah. Go with saxophone. I want to make a separate diplomacy check.
Oh, we gotta use this guy.
Wait, when are all these?
The baby. Are
you flipping them out now, or?
This guy.
I want to do it. I'll let Dustin do what he wants to do first.
So let's see. I would say there's at least four people working. Okay.
There's somebody standing with a lantern.
Alright, so he's like, oh yeah.
Is that here then, or is that a scarecrow, or what?
That's a person.
Oh, I'm going to go talk to him.
It's my job to stand out here with the lantern.
I stand out here. Oops. And then I told him, God hit you then. You distracted me, now I'm going to warn the people.
Okay, what's the...
That's a 20 for the policy for me.
And you're talking to...
Same people David were, just I'm not aiming him. Only him be weird.
I guess I didn't even say anything.
I still feel with my coherency.
I didn't even say. Dragon, where? Dragon, where? You dragon?
Okay.
I got 21.
Shiva's dragon? Shiva's big dragon.
Alright, Shiva's
your dragon.
Dad, what are you doing?
Talking to the same guy.
Like,
he's talking to you, just trying to find out.
What'd you roll?
Yeah.
Diplomacy.
Alright, so David and Cabot.
And Shivers.
Hanging at a bar.
Apparently, I didn't put in
the. Whatever.
Digging for grubs right now.
He does have 5 feet of burrowing.
He's digging grubs right now.
Okay.
See, he's ruining crop.
I would take it up to 14.
Nothing's been planted. He's just out.
Yeah, they're
tearing up the soil.
So they basically say that they spotted what they call the dragon at the river, which is about 4 or 5 miles from where you guys are.
Let's go.
I saw dogs. What's he saying?
So them over here say it's preventing them from getting water because it spits at them when it comes up.
Wait, what? What spits out?
The dragon.
Like fire?
They said no, not fire. Some kind of acid.
Why are they from Maine?
Not fire.
They're falling.
Acid, it's all acidity accurate.
Oh, yeah, you should have seen them.
I'm basing lots of farmer guy off of
melt my leather. Melt my steel. Don't matter.
Okay, can I do a nature check to see if I can tell like how he's been in this area?
See if it's actually acid.
Yeah, you can go ahead and roll. But you're in these guys, you're talking to him. He goes, yeah, we've seen one. He was just south of us, about 2-3
you
miles. He
nature check?
Okay. He was, we kind of caught him attacking our cattle, and then we kind of spooked him away. We came
out. It's not a dragon.
Hey, we're not over there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a fucking dragon!
Scared by a lantern?
Right, lights are bright. Okay. So which direction is he pointing us for us?
This way.
Okay.
They point that way.
God damn it, that's amazing.
Let's go talk to more farmers, Lance.
Okay.
More farmers.
I'm going to talk to these people.
Yeah.
All
right,
I'll do an agent.
The blue collar.
I'm going to, like, investigate the soil.
Grill inside there.
Investigate all the soil, see if I can do some nature check to see what kind of animal this actually is, because these people are obviously idiots. Right.
Well, they... Sorry.
Yep.
Ground is
what's your
dirty.
Roll? What's
a 13? Can I aid him?
Yeah, you try.
Big lizard, definitely.
She's like, yep. Ground is dirty.
Can she ever aid me?
No. So, just to be clear, they say the dragon was out by the river.
Do we really need to diplomacy check these, like, what?
No, yeah.
Well, can you use a survival check to see if there's tracks, possibly?
Okay, so where do they say
no, the crops are planted.
So, according to them, the dragon hasn't been on their land. These guys, they say the dragon has been on their land.
Okay, so
in different opposite directions?
And we run over there and ask
them. Yeah, I'm just making it clear.
Right, we back up, talk to each other.
Maybe we should cross-interrogate.
Okay, so you guys walk like, all right, you talk to him,
yeah,
and I talk to him.
Folks, we'll talk to him.
I'm going to... So after they tell me that, I go over here and do a survival check for a prince to see if I can see the thing that's been there.
Yeah.
Decent roll.
Nice.
Nice. That will be a 23.
Yep, you kind of... Well, you have to go down to where it was. That's like a couple months. I sniff it.
It's a grab.
He's proning along here.
Guys, I'm Ranger.
You taste the footprints.
I put on my shirt that says Ranger and in process.
So okay, so that was a couple miles down. So it's going to be like 20, 30 minutes.
He goes that way.
I'm
going to tag you.
And Shivers obviously comes.
Yeah. Oh, Shivers coming there, by the way.
You come
I do
to race.
Yeah.
I guess if everyone's going, we'll all do.
So you want to hang out with the farmers?
No, I don't like farmers.
Some coffee.
That's
I don't like
some music.
I don't like normal folk.
Shivers tries to
build
some
crappy
one.
Here's some heart that's gonna melt your face off. Whoa, slow down.
Yeah.
Slow down, huh?
They probably think it's stealing your soul.
He's a magical device.
So you head south, and so
you meet a Tarascu who wants to
Dave
befriend you.
We would die.
No, he wants to be our friend.
Unless Eric changes him completely from what he actually is.
No, the next campaign that Eric does, I told him I'm going to be a bard Tarascu who changes his ways.
and it's friendly to everybody. Who also happens to be 100 feet tall and like 300 feet wide.
Yeah.
And
but he's
destroys
friendly.
Destroys things.
No.
Like Godzilla.
He doesn't destroy.
Yes, he does.
He's nice. He's nice.
He's responsible for one of the floating cities in the world to have fallen.
Hmm?
But this one helps it. It brings it up.
About floating cities in my
mind. Yeah, not just in the power. I know you would never have floating cities. You're too good for that.
I do know.
You mean islands?
No.
No.
Okay.
God, you need to DM. I don't even get it.
Right, I'm DMing right now. You're a character dice.
You gotta give me a chance to roll out of it.
Okay, go ahead,
Dick.
Oh, no, no, I know. You step in that thing that just kills you right away. Whatever it's called.
Alright, so this is all the field. This is
there's a thing that just kills you right away.
The orbit disintegration?
Yeah, you touch it, you die.
That's not what it's called, though.
Well, that's what I'm named it.
It's called something else.
Ooh, that's the sphere of annihilation.
There it is.
Sphere of annihilation. You get attacked by a Tarrasque, and he eats you.
He just throws a sphere of annihilation at you. Like
there's no reason you get the save, because if you just touch Oblivion,
you,
you get.
Well, yes.
I like the beginning that I become one with Oblivion.
The movie? New
the
movie?
Game?
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Permanent. I hear you know this. Alright, so you get down there, and you start, and you see it, and it's definitely reptilian foot. And you get it's like a quadruped.
Don't tell them, they don't know.
But how, I asked David, how big is the print, roughly?
Did I say, I don't know, do
you? You mean you?
And I'm like, who?
You get it's about the size, like 5 feet long, 6 feet long.
I think it's about 5 feet long, maybe 6 feet long.
Who?
The print.
Who the print? Or
no, not the print, the creature.
I was going to say, we need to
actually see it.
I'm not hanging around here anymore. I got to relieve this friend.
This food is gone. We're gone.
Can they follow the tracks to where they go?
Oh, yeah, you can start following Lance and Raz. Give me a perception. Tabit, you're talking with
McMahon.
That's just like the right side of my mouth, though.
Yeah,
the left side.
That's a good
idea. Go ahead and give me a.
It's like 30.
The ship get a perception?
It's just like 30 ship.
Yeah.
Mine's like 24.
Sure is dumb.
Wow, we're going to go ahead and count on you guys perceiving whatever we need to. I'm just going to hang out.
You didn't roll one?
No, I
got it.
I thought I was talking. I mean, I'll roll one while talking.
No, that's fine.
I do it all the time.
I never listen to
just talk and I don't really pay attention.
It's easy to do.
Derp, derp, derp.
I'm talking and paying attention and not paying attention to what I'm talking.
But not even knowing what I'm saying.
As you guys are start to like go south, you, Raz, and Kenny.
Okay, is it Raz or Raz? I thought we were doing Raz.
I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, it's
you hear like a footprint or not? You hear footprints.
Footprints. Wow.
I hear footprints.
I put my ear down.
You
listen for the herd of buffalo.
You hear like people not marching but moving. And it's like a kind of a big group of them, and they're on the road. You can see some hooded figures
just
walking
like,
up the road.
Shh. Ooh, that's obsidian.
No one stop. Quiet.
Quiet.
It's all right.
Attack us.
I'm gonna point.
All right. Let's.
Military procedure.
So what? Paying attention to them. What?
People.
Obviously, we can hear them. We can't see them yet.
Yeah, you can see them walking up there.
Or like an open field.
Do we recognize their banners or anything? Do I think
they don't have
the
any
tigers?
Banners. You would guess.
I spent some time
over.
They're what?
Yeah, they're robed. From what you can see of their faces, they're pure white. So
obsidian dragon?
Or
tigers? How many are there?
Noble.
There are. Five of them.
There's five of them?
Yeah.
Jump them.
Yeah.
You'll notice they're walking in a formation of like.
Is this a river?
Two. No, that's a fence.
White folk coming from the
west. Like,
jump them.
Fence.
Oh, fence.
They're walking like two, and there's like one in front of them that has like a quarter staff.
Double shot knife. To grab each one from the back slowly to where the last one turns around.
We'd have to climb a fence.
Well, I know fences.
There's a fence right here.
You know what that is?
What kind of fence?
defense.
Is it like? Is it
good
wood?
Thing I got climbing.
Is it like metal?
What? Me?
Defense.
No, it's wood.
Is it slotted, like, or is it solid?
I'm just gonna chop my way through it.
So we see where they're going.
Coming.
That's being annoyed.
Yeah.
Can we hide at all, or are we like an open field right now?
They're more or less in an open field.
So we don't think this is the dragon.
No, they're going down the road. We're in the open field.
Yeah.
They don't.
Put it like rolling hills. Is there any way we can hide, or are we just going to be seen no matter what?
It's like a field where cattle would graze.
I'm going to be a cow.
So these guys are assholes. Who's dealt with these guys? I don't like their name.
We haven't fought them, but we've seen
them. But they are creepy.
I go and I say, "Who goes there?"
Yeah, but I'm up for talking to them. Let's see.
They're gonna love me.
Good luck. They're fucking creepy. They walk. They slow down to like a walk, and their faces all like in unison, turn towards you, and they're all like blank faced, white masks.
I say, be you obsidian tigers.
They say, be you.
They say, one of the leads says, I.
Say, well, I'm half orc and half human. And you're all dead. And I hold my
Awesome.
Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information, please visit our website at adventuresandpathfinding.blogspot.com. You can leave comments, tell us how cool we are, and keep up to date with new episodes. Thanks.